T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Taking a look at the forecast for tomorrow, high of 79, humid and warm as we get to Saturday, breezy and turning colder, temperatures dipping through the 60s and into the 50s, the high on Sunday 59, high of Monday 63. Winter obviously not too far away, and that's an issue, particularly as we're looking at things having to do with home heating and what's coming up this winter. Federal agency called the Energy Information Administration is saying they see a double-digit increase this winter in terms of the average heating cost for a U.S. household, looking at bumps of 54% for propane. Heating oil costs up 43%. Natural gas could go up 30% and electricity up by 6%. What does that mean for your markets? What does that mean for your money? We bring in right now our next guest on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. He's Mike Dukovich. He is somebody with an associate vice president, financial advisor with RBC Wealth Management, joining us here on KDK. Mike, how are you? It's good to have you back.
I'm good, Rick. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Those numbers are pretty scary, aren't they? I mean, propane 43% bump for home heating oil, natural gas up 30%. I mean, those are numbers that you say we could be seeing a big change this winter in terms of heating costs. What is the correlation between that and the market? Is there one, first of all?
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head, right? When we talk about natural gas prices, you know, we can certainly feel it here. Last I checked, you know, in the U.S., natural gas prices, they're up, you know, right around about 100% year after year. You know, that's huge numbers, right? And that will certainly correlate to you know, heating someone's home this year. But if you think about it, we're actually the prettiest street on the ugly block, the prettiest house on the ugly block, because when you look globally, natural gas prices are up even, you know, even more than that. I mean, last I checked, they were up in the UK almost 700% for the year. Wow. At one point, they were up 200% in the last month alone. Germany's up huge, 400% year to date, last I checked. And those numbers were peaking about, you know, 3-4 weeks ago. They are coming down a little bit, but let's get it straight. I mean, natural gas prices are through the roof right now. You know, here in the United States, we also look at WTI and oil prices. I mean, that's a big thing when you look at the overall general economy. You know, oil hovering right around $80, $81 a barrel. I think it closed somewhere right around 81 today. I mean, that's big numbers. Last time we saw it at this level, it was 2014. So it's been a long time since oil was at that $80 price.
We have so much natural gas here, and I think this is what's hard for Americans to understand, that if you were to look at Pennsylvania and Ohio and West Virginia, just this region, we would be the third largest producer of natural gas in the world,
yeah.
Second only to Russia and the rest of the United States. And yet, why can we not just turn on the tap and have as much as we need? Because it's right under our feet.
Yeah, it's right here with Marcellus Shale and everything with going on with fracking and horizontal drilling. I mean, when's the last time you really heard about that, Rick? I mean, 4, 5, 6 years ago, that was all we heard about in the news. People were talking about, you know, how that was going to change the United States economy and we were going to be energy independent. Well, here we are. We are technically energy independent. We have enough natural resources in the form of natural gas and oil that we really don't have to go anywhere else for that energy supply. But yet, you know, oil, energy in general, it's a global situation. It's a global supply chain, and it all has to do with what's going on around the world, not just what we have right under our feet.
So with these numbers bumping up, I mean, everything from propane to home heating and natural gas and electricity, what does that do to inflationary concerns? Because, again, even today, we're seeing more of the consumer price index edging up. I mean, looking at double-digit increases there in the last 6 months almost.
Yeah, inflation has been a hot-button topic. We've talked about it in past and on your show. You know, oil prices, when they increase, generally it's thought to, you know, be an indicator of increased inflation. And ultimately that means potentially reduced economic growth. You know, because if you think about it, in a consumer-driven economy, which we are here in the United States, if you have to spend more dollars, more of your discretionary income filling your tank, then that's less dollars you have to spend in the economy. And ultimately, you know, that means that the economy should slow down as a result. Now, economists and analysts, you know, they may argue about, you know, the extent to which gas prices technically affect the overall economy, but it's undoubtable. There's at least a correlation between consumer confidence, you know, how you feel about spending money and your spending habits and gas prices. And in a consumer-driven economy like ours, if you have to, you know, be concerned about filling your tank, that could ultimately lead to lower economic production as a result.
Yeah, we've kind of gotten used to $3.35 a gallon for gasoline around here. But if it starts going back up over four, I promise people are just going to feel like, holy cow, what am I going to do? And all of a sudden you just sort of feel the wallets constricting and the purses just all of a sudden being locked down, right? I mean, that's that consumer tie that you're talking about.
Without a doubt. And if you remember back in 2014, the last time it was up around these levels, I mean, that's all anyone was talking about. I mean, today's national gas average right now from AAA is about $3.30 a gallon. You know, on my way home this morning, I saw locally it was around $3.45, $3.46 a gallon. We're always a little bit higher here in Pennsylvania because of the taxes. But I mean, when you get closer to that $4 a gallon range, things slow down. Right. It's inevitable. Mm-hmm. You know, I was asked the other day, you know, how high can it get? And you know, a lot of people have short term memories with this. Back in 2011, which was 10 years ago, I mean, it was a good chunk of time. It was as high as $114 a gallon, dollars a barrel, I should say. I mean, we can get significantly higher than this. Now, our analysts, a lot of the economists out there, they think that with this recent bump in oil prices right around $80 a barrel, we think now in the short term, from a technical perspective, these prices are technically overbought, meaning it's kind of likely that a pause or a pullback is going to happen in the short term. But I would think that in the longer term, in the intermediate to longer term, I would not be surprised if we get back to that $90, $95, you know, range sometime in the next 4 to 5 months, which could mean, you know, certainly close to $4 a gallon in the gas.
Mike Dukovich joining us here. He's an associate vice president and financial advisor with RBC Wealth Management. If you want to hear more of what he has to say, he's got a podcast called Beyond Your Money, and it can be found anywhere you get your podcasts. So, Mike, we appreciate you being here and helping us to understand the correlation and the relationship between those two. Mike Dukovich here on KDK. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Rick.
Always good stuff and always good to learn from these people who are in these markets each and every day. And we appreciate Mike being here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.